Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful words of Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 1. He says, judge not that you be not judged. Hallelujah. Judge not that you be not judged. My dear brothers and sisters, it is so important for us to extend grace to our family, extend grace to our brothers and sisters, to our community of people, because we do not know what situation or circumstance they are in. And it's important to understand that. There's a beautiful story, and this happened when Chuck Swindoll was speaking in California. A gentleman came to him and said, I have waited so long for this week, and I'm going to eat up everything you have to say. Swindoll thanked him. So Sunday night, the man started nodding off whilst he was listening to the word. Swindoll figured that he had had a long drive and that was probably tired. And it happened each night until the conference ended. So as a preacher, it did not feel good to see someone sleeping on him. So on Friday morning, the lady who was sitting next to him came to Swindoll and said, I want to thank you for the ministry this week. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry about my husband sleeping on you. He has terminal cancer, and the doctors have just given him a couple of weeks to live. When we talked about what he wanted to do before he died, he said, I wanted to go to hear Chuck Swindoll. But you see, Dr. Swindoll, the doctors gave him medicine to keep away the pain, and the medicine makes him sleep. And I wanted to apologize to you that he has been sleeping. But I wanted you to know that you made this the best week of the last part of his life. Dr. Chuck Swindoll later said he could have crawled under a rock because he had made a judgment, and without any investigation, he reacted. Why did Jesus say, judge not that ye be not judged? Because there may be circumstances and factors at work in a person's life that you do not understand. So my dear brothers and sisters, instead of judging them, extend to them the same grace God has extended to you. That is why it's so important to be endued with mercy and grace of the Lord, for our, not only for our own lives, but also to extend it to others when we interact with them. And I promise you, your day will become so beautiful when you start extending that grace to your fellow brethren, to your fellow workmen, and you will see an environment create where you will be able to testify about the goodness of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, that you always come through to encourage and to bless and to teach us. And Lord, I pray that you will, O Father, grant us new mercies today. Grant us your grace, even more grace, not only for our own lives, but even to extend it to others, in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion, fill our mind with the mind of Christ. And I pray that we will never be the same, but we will be changed and transformed by the power of your Spirit in the name of the Lord, O Master. Lord, I pray that, Lord, give us the heart of Jesus. When we interact with our brothers and sisters around us, when we interact with our family, with our family members, with our Lord, friends, and with our colleagues at our workplace, with our clients in our business deals. So Father, I pray, let your grace and mercy abound and flow through our belly. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. Lord, you have promised that by your stripes we were healed and made whole. And Lord, I thank you. I send forth your word of healing upon your church. And Lord, that they will be in good health and strength, vigor and vitality, and longevity will be granted unto your people. And Lord, I give you the praise and our glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church this Sunday. Give God the glory and worship Jesus along with the saints. Bye for now.